Baba Bomani. BabaGotBars.com. When I do a show or an assembly, a student always comes up to me and asks, how do I take my ideas and turn them into a song? I tell them it's the writing process. They usually ask, what's the writing process? So I realized I needed to use the writing process to write a song about the writing process. Are you following me? Let's do this.
When I wanna write something and my thoughts are all a mess, I put it all together with the writing process. I got thoughts I must express or issues I must address. The way to do it best is the writing process. Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing. 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 When I'm pre-writing, I'm brainstorming what's gonna happen. So before I start rapping, I begin by mind mapping. Start by writing down on paper everything I feel like telling. No worries about grammar, punctuation, handwriting, or spelling. Now, my ideas in pieces, this is the genesis. I'm turning my research into a working thesis. Once I've gathered ideas, then I make an outline. This works for letters, essays, book speeches, or rhymes. The audience and the purpose sets me on the right path. Who am I writing for, and what arguments do I have with those questions asked? I make my first draft. There's no exact answer. This ain't science or math. To perfect the tone and style, I must revise it so I read it. I see what else is needed and what needs to be deleted. Like a garden when you water it and weed it, then I repeat it. No reason to feel defeated, you'll know when it's completed.
When I wanna write something and my thoughts are all a mess, I put it all together with the writing process. I got thoughts I must express or issues I must address. The way to do it best is the writing process.
Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing. Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing. Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing. Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing.
I've done pre-writing, drafting, revising, and I reread it. Now I put that polish on it, cause I'm gonna edit. I proofread and correct errors in grammar and mechanics. This part can be a terror, but there is no need to panic. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do. I take my time and read it through. I find another writer to give it to, because four eyes are better than two. I make edits to improve on the clarity and style. Remember to be patient, because this might take a while. I can publish it in so many ways. Print it out on a page, read it at class or on stage. Depends on the audience I want to engage. An email blast, television broadcast, an article with photographs, or my podcast. Maybe a performance with a cast. Most important thing is that I get it out, and that I'm clear on what I'm talking about. So when I get on the microphone and put it on a track, you can bounce your head to the writing process when you play it back.
When I wanna write something and my thoughts are all a mess, I put it all together with the writing process. I got thoughts I must express or issues I must address. The way to do it best is the writing process.
Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing. Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing. Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing. Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. Follow those five steps. Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing, and you'll be a better writer. Let's run this one more time, yeah.
Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing. Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing. Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing. Pre-writing, drafting, revising, editing, publishing.
Baba Bomani from Baba Got Bars with Writing Process. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today we're talking about writing for kids with children's authors R.L. Stine, the author of the Goosebumps series, and Mark Brown. He's the illustrator and author of the Arthur book and TV series. The kids have a ton of questions for our guests. Let's go over to Max.
How many books did you write?
I've written about 150 Goosebumps books. We've been doing Goosebumps for 30 years. The new Goosebumps series is called Goosebumps House of Shivers. The new book just came out just now. And the very first book is called Scariest Book Ever. I wanted it to be one of my scariest Goosebumps books to start the new series. I hope everybody likes it.
Oh, I can't wait to read it. How about you, Mark?
I think I've written about 130 books or illustrated also in there. And I like to collaborate with other people because, as I said earlier, I think of myself mostly as an illustrator. I've worked with my wife, Lori, on several books that are nonfiction. One is about divorce. One is about death. I've worked with Judy Sierra on several books. I like the way she writes for kids. So, you know, every project is a new adventure for me. And like with Bob, Bob said, oh, you're doing collage. It's so time consuming with our book. But, you know, I just felt when I read the book and the manuscript, I could see the pictures. And so I wanted to do cut paper for this book with Why Did the Monster Cross the Road? And it did take a lot of time, but I think I imagine it maybe being illustrated and animated. And I think that the art could lend itself very well to animation, not unlike South Park, where they use the cut paper figures to move the characters around. So, yeah.
Mark created two wonderful monsters for Why Did the Monster Cross the Road? They're called Honey and Funny. And the whole story is about Funny trying to get Honey to laugh. But these monsters, as I always say, Mark, you do everything the hard way. They're wonderful. But he can you imagine he painted all these monsters and then he cut them out and then he put them in the art? Hey, why did the monster cross the road?
I don't know. Why?
To bite someone on the other side.
We knew monsters might do that. Let's go to you, Amaya.
This is for both of you. It might be a strange question, but I was just wondering what age group are your books geared towards?
Well, I think mostly the Arthur books are sort of 4 to 8 year olds. But when the television show started, we discovered something really interesting that much younger kids who were watching Sesame Street would take in these stories about Arthur, and older kids too that had a different reading level. So that's why the chapter book started. Bob, who do you think your audience is?
Well, Why Did the Monster Cross the Road is for, I say, three-year-olds and up. I think they would enjoy it. Goosebumps is for 7 to 11 year olds. But of course, the people who originally started reading Goosebumps 31 years ago, they're all on Medicare.
Hey, I am.
We're talking with R.L. Stein. He is the author of the Goosebumps series, and Mark Brown. He's the illustrator and author of the Arthur books. Together, they've written a couple of children's picture books, including the latest one, Why Did the Monster Cross the Road? We have a review of that by our kids crew member Jude coming up later on the show. And there's lots more with Mark Brown and R.L. Stein. This is the Children's Hour, and this is the Verve Pipe.
Yeah, you can write a song. You can write a song. You can write a song, and then we'll all sing along.
You can write a song.
Just take it slow and make it up as you go.
First, just take it slow and make it up as you go.
Yeah. You can scream it or sing it softly. Sing it very well, sing it awfully. You can yell it or you can croon it. You can pay someone to auto-tune it.
Just take it slow.
song.
We just wrote a song.
Yeah, we just wrote a song and then you all sang along.
We just wrote a song and then you all sang along.
This is the Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone. Today, we're with the kids on Zoom because our guests are Mark Brown, the author and illustrator of the Arthur books and television series, and R.L. Stine, the author of the Goosebumps books. Together, they've collaborated on a couple of children's picture books, including the latest, Why Did the Monster Cross the Road? We have so many questions for our guests. We're going to go over to Nina.
What would you say the most difficult part about writing a book is?
I think writing books are easy. And I never tell. I hate it when authors come into a school and they say, writing is hard. Well, I'm on a lot of writer panels. And some writer always says, writing is hard. Writing is so hard. I have to lock my kids in the garage so I have time to write. It's so hard. And I think writing isn't hard at all. Writing is a pleasure. Writing is fun. And you don't ever want to think of writing as being hard. You know, you don't have to wear a hard hat. You don't need special shoes. There's no heavy lifting. You're just there creating characters, creating worlds. And I just think writing is fun all the time.
Oh, Bob, I feel so different. It's hard work. I get an idea for a story and I have to, you know how many times I write my story over before I'll even send it to the publisher? At least 30 times. And then, you know, the editor makes suggestions and you make corrections. It's like, I can't wait to get to the pictures. And so it's hard work. The book I'm working on now, I've been working on for 10 years.
Oh, Mark, don't tell me this. Really, I have tears. I have tears.
I think what I'm hearing is that some people, when they go to write, the words are just pouring out of them. Like you, Bob, R.L. Stine. But I think a lot of us are like Mark Brown, and maybe we feel a little bit like we aren't ready yet to start writing a book. So how do you start? What's your first thing that you come up with? Is it the idea for the whole book, or do you just come up with the first sentence and then it flows? How do you start?
I don't try to come up with ideas because I've done every story a human can write. I haven't left anything. And this is true. My books all start with a title. I think of the title first, and then I get a good title. Like Scariest Book Ever, the new Goosebumps book. And then I start to think of the idea. Well, what would be in the scariest book ever? Would it be about zombies? Would the monsters? Would the kids be turning? And I start thinking about an idea after I have the title. It's just a trick. I think that's backwards from almost every other author, because every other author will get an idea, start writing, and then think of the title. But if I don't have the title, I can't write the book. And sometimes I'll get an idea for a story and I can't think of a good title, so I throw out the idea.
What about you, Mark? Do you start with a title too?
No, I start with something that happens in real life, like my kids not wanting to go to day camp, or my son having a wiggly tooth, or someone not being able to learn how to ride a bike, or, you know, somebody worried about how to write a story. So the things that I write about are based on real life. That's what I find most interesting. And that's what I like to play with. And, you know, I'm not afraid to have a little fun with it. So the way it happens in real life may be interesting, but, you know, I'd like to add a little humor. And so that's what I look for, adding humor to real life.
One thing I remember is that back in third grade, Goosebumps books were very, very popular. But for me, I was always too scared to end up reading them. And then Arthur books, these were, you know, they were a lot more cozy and they're a lot more like accessible. So the thing I'm wondering is, how did both of you end up writing really, really popular children's books, despite the fact that they were so different from each other?
That's an interesting question.
Very interesting. We're probably the most unlikely team in children's books.
We are. I just feel it's luck. It's all luck. Goosebumps came out. I said, oh, let's try two or three. The books came out. They sat on the shelf for a long time. And then kids discovered them. Somehow kids discovered them and brought them into school and showed them to their friends. And that's how Goosebumps took off. It's a secret kids network. Kids totally control it. And they then somehow kids telling kids, and Goosebumps just took off all over the world.
A secret kids network, sharing a love of books. That's what we're doing on the Children's Hour today. We're talking with R.L. Stein. He is the author of the Goosebumps books, and Mark Brown, the author of the Arthur books. Together, they've written a new children's book called Why Did the Monster Cross the Road? We have a review of that coming up in just a little bit, and more with our guests, Mark Brown and R.L. Stein, right after this. This is Jesse Jukebox with books, right here on the Children's Hour.
Sometimes I like to sit and read under the shady maple tree. I read my letters A to Z, and some words that are new to me. I like reading books. There's so many books to read. There's magazines and comic books, novels and biographies.
Listening to the Children's Hour, that's Crowander in the background. Today's show with R.L. Stein and Mark Brown becomes a podcast after it's a radio show. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a review. Whatever your podcast app is you're using, let everybody know how much you love the Children's Hour. You can tag us on social media. We are at TCH Radio. More with R.L. Stein and Mark Brown coming right up.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund.